Episode number 133 of the Sane Asylum. Hold on. This isn't when the Sane Asylum starts. What happened? Well, the powers that be at Republic Broadcasting thought 2 hours of the Sane Asylum would be a good idea. I can't complain. So here we are. And whatever happened to old what's-his-name? I think he just moved back an hour. But we're looking forward to 2 hours from here on in. And I want to thank RBN for giving us the opportunity to do a longer show because we're always running out of time and we all can't play all the clips. We can't get to all the callers. Well, now we can. And what an honor it is to have as the first co-host for the first 2 hour, Double Your Pleasure, Double Your Fun of Loving Hate, is none other than the legendary Frederick C. Blackburn of Blackbird 9's Breakfast Club. And now he's Blackbird 9's Snack Shack. On Saturdays, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 p.m. Central. And welcome, Frederick, and how was your weekend?
Greetings, good sir. Congratulations on the new format, the extra hour. This is going to be fun. Looking forward to it. So tip of the hat for that. Oh, just craziness here at Blackjack Mountain. We're back into going into winter mode after being in spring mode. And had a nice bear sighting on Saturday morning, first thing, on the crow phone. I'm in the middle of a show, and the crow phone goes off, and everybody knows the rule about the crow phone. When the crow phone rings, I have to fly. It's kind of like the bat phone, and it was one of our cares saying, we've got four bears in the yard. So that was a fun way to start Saturday. But other than that, good. Last night's show went great. Thanks for coming on. Got really good reviews. Are you coming on the Snack Shack last night for the second time? So
yeah,
we had a blast with that.
Well, yeah, that is a remarkable show, number one. I have that intro song in my head for at least another 3 days. I keep singing it to myself, and it's amazing how catchy that tune is.
Is that not the best hook ever?
Unreal.
I love
unreal.
that hook line of that song.
Yeah, and I mean, it's so, you know, that's when the artists knew how to write lyrics, right? And it's just put you right in the shoes of that scrawny little kid whose parents don't want to be embarrassed in front of the neighbors and the preacher, so he never gets any chicken, just a cold potato.
Yes.
But, you know, I know we've done previous shows, many, and it's always an honor to work with someone of your status. But the Paul Fall thing has always been fascinating. And let's start with that. The breaking news, according to the Daily Mail, is that
everybody changes the channel immediately. Oh, my God, they're talking about Paul. They're talking about John. They're talking Beatles. Change the channel.
We have to, because the headline at the Daily Mail, which is one of the largest newspapers in the United Kingdom, the headline, "Could the man jailed for John Lennon's murder be innocent? New documentary says a second gunman could have fired fatal shots and questioned whether a killer Mark Chapman was brainwashed by the CIA." And I had no idea there was a documentary coming out. Have you heard of it or seen it or anything?
That aspect of it was new. I had not heard that somebody was actually doing a documentary on it. This is one of the truth vectors, though, in the I Am a Phony universe. For those that are following along with the I Am a Phony group, you know, one of those little bizarre tangents of hate facts for people who just love the Beatles, and you can't ever question anything about the Beatles because it was all just, you know, rainbows and unicorns and peace, love, and dove. You know, there was nothing maleficent about it at all. But, yeah, that was one of the things that he got set up, and it was actually somebody else who took him out, professional hit, and Julian. There's clips of him where he's convinced that Yoko was in on it, right? So, you know.
Yeah,
this really bizarre little turn, but I can't wait to watch this documentary. But just the article, I'm trying to pull it up here, that somebody sent me first thing this morning, because synchronicity just follows me around. I just don't understand it. But yeah. It just jumps right out at you. But yeah, last week, Mr. Andrew Carrington Hitchcock and I did a show, and we haven't had been able to do a show together in a while. And we decided to do it on the Yellow Submarine film by the Beatles and all the weirdness surrounding what was going on during that period. And then, lo and behold, somebody, you know, says, "Oh, heard your show. You might be interested in this. Did you see this about, you know, they're really questioning the whole John Lennon, you know, murder thing?" And that's one of the things. Once you look at the forensics of the case, just like JFK, just like 9/11, just like the anthrax, all these other things, when you actually look at the facts and the science, the official stories are always physically impossible. And so That's one of the things that got me about this vector is, oh, my God, yes, that is physically impossible for you to get that kind of forensics. And this was all just covered up. So who had the authority to do that? And one of the things that the article goes into, and I'm still trying to find it here.
I put it in your
It didn't do as a link. It did ibby dibbies on me. So let me see if I can cut and paste your ibby dibbies. Yeah. Could you post the link again?
Sure. Absolutely. Let me,
if you got it.
Do you want me to put it in the RBN2 or your personal?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay, RBN2, here we go. Yeah, you know, speaking of, while you're calling the article up, speaking of synergies, it's interesting that RFK, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., has announced he's running for president, which we should talk a little bit about. But the whole idea of if there was ever an obvious scam of our Robert F. Kennedy Sr., RFK, not being killed by Sirhan, the former medical examiner of Los Angeles at the time was an Asian guy. I think his name was like Robert Hashimoto or something. I could look it up. I don't have it memorized. But he wasn't gonna play along. And when he did the autopsy, he said Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was killed by bullets being shot from behind. And then the great Jim Fetzer, dean of conspiracy studies — we don't call it conspiracy theories anymore because they're all true after about 3 weeks or 3 months. And but it came right out and said, look, you know, Sirhan. Oh, and then the other thing that came out, number one, that Kennedy was shot from behind, couldn't have possibly been Sirhan. And the other thing that was fascinating that the American public never really saw covered was the psychological evaluators of Sirhan. Sirhan found that he was the easiest person to hypnotize they had ever found. I mean, he was literally an MK Ultra wet dream, right? Boom, the guy could be taken under and completely controlled. Has no recollection of shooting JFK. In fact, according to Jim Fetzer, the guy who killed him was the security guard from behind, and RFK Sr. actually grabbed the guy's tie as he was going down to try and let people know who really shot him. So, holy cow, man, is this a tangled web. Every time, really.
Every single time. And, you know, you have to look at who controls these Masonic infiltrated police divisions. And here's what I was talking about. Why I always say, who gets the presidency really isn't going to matter that much. The two most important elections to vote on and really do your research and make sure you get good people in are your local sheriff and your local coroner or medical examiner. Because if you've got a corrupt medical examiner, yeah, the mob, the hidden hand, is going to run roughshod over your county. You know, it's just, oh, if it's a, you know, a hit, you know, oh, we're going to say it was a suicide or an accident, right? And so if you got a corrupt medical examiner. So here's that article from the Daily Mail. And it says, although a post-mortem examination was carried out on Lennon's body, the autopsy was performed by the controversial New York City chief medical examiner Elliot Gross, echo, yeah. And his report has never been released to the public. Gross had a reputation for running a chaotic office and was later investigated over allegations of misconduct, misleading causes of death, and covering up evidence of police brutality. He was dismissed in 1987, though later cleared of 11 charges of negligence, misconduct, and incompetence, right? So that's the exact kind of person the hidden hand wants in all these positions of power, where 99% of the time they do their job like they're supposed to do. But when the Masonic signals start getting flashed, it's you got to turn a blind eye to this and go along with the script. You know, facts no longer matter. We're over here in Strawberry Fields land now. You know, nothing is real. So I just thought that was interesting. And then they go into the whole MK Ultra thing. And, you know, the whole David Mark Chapman story. I mean, when I was at university, we were studying for finals. Everybody from my high school, we were all huge Beatle fans, right? So we're all studying for our physics exams, and the news comes over, and we're in shock for the next, 72 hours. And so all we know is we don't even quite remember taking the physics exam. All we know is we all took physics in summer school that year because we all flunked the final, which was half the test. Because and that we didn't get our finals exempted because of tragedy that year. You know, that's a later thing, I guess. I love all these universities that just waive final exams if something happens on the college now. So that was the thing that, my God, John Lennon has been killed. And who is David Mark Chapman? And I always thought there's something Masonic, like a Masonic dog whistle, if they say the white guy has a three-word name, right? Yeah, it's like Jubilo, Jubilum, and Jubila. Masonic assassins who kill Hiram Abiff at the completion of the building of the Temple of Solomon and the Masonic third degree ritual. So it's just, why do these guys always have three names? Lee Harvey Oswald, David Mark Chapman, So I just thought that was just totally bizarro world.
Oh, yeah. I remember you were freaked out and couldn't take the test. And I was working as a copy kid. I had just graduated high school a couple years early, and I went from a well-paying grocery chain stocker's job to a minimum wage copy kid, which is literally a gopher to take care of the actual journalists. And back then there were massive analog files. So if they were writing a story on a local mafioso, they'd send the copy kids to go get the photocopied articles that were all clipped out of old newspapers. I mean, it was such a different world only 40 years ago, or 43 years ago, I guess. And I was sitting there typing in the weather. That's the other thing you did, and right next to the ticker tape machine. And then I literally saw the AP story print that Lennon was shot and killed, and I was like, my jaw dropped. And then where the copy kids sat was in between the city desk and the sports department. So they had the Monday Night Football game on. So we all got up and walked over to the TV, little black and white TV they had there. And then that, I got to hear the famous Howard Cosell announce it thing. It was stunning, you know, because we all grew up, especially young people like us, with the Beatles. And like you said, they were just so, you know, amazing. And it's funny to this day, Frederick, I still get people who are like, oh, no, they weren't involved with Tavistock, and they weren't what's all this about the backwards messages? And people just don't want to hear it. They just still remember the Beatles as being so cool and the lovable mop tops and all that. But as we well know, and we've done many shows, there's so much darker aspects to the Beatles that if you start digging, you find.
Oh, that's the thing. You know, once you start digging, and especially, you know, after all this I Am a Phony stuff was made available, I don't know, you know, who would have had access to the entire Apple catalog of all the film footage, all the music that, you know, granted I Am a Phony access. And then they put together all these bizarre videos from it. But, you know, it had to be somebody like Neil Aspinall, you know, et cetera.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing that got me about this article was there at the end, despite how much we know now about the great Jew mafia in the entertainment world. And, you know, all of these guys surrounding the Beatles were homosexual Jews, right? And, you know, ties to both Jewish organized crime and Israeli intelligence. So there's all this, you know, pointing towards the Jewish organized crime element controlling this, and just the whole, you know, Globo Homo Illuminati thing we could talk more about. But in this article, they're saying that the most likely reason for Chapman to be doing this, and somebody to take it out, was the Southern white Christians that were offended by John Lennon's comment about the Beatles being bigger than Jesus. So immediately they're projecting over to the white Southern Christians as being, you know, suspect number one of the assassination of John Lennon. It's like, not even close. You know, it's like, okay, but exactly. You have to put that in, right? So this was, of course, the article was by Nick Craven of the Daily Mail. So, you know, I just thought that was an interesting little spin there at the end of the article.
Yep. Well, Frederick, it's just bizarre world when it comes to the Masonic Synagogue of Satan type control. The great Robert Ravel came up with, I was listening to his show a couple of days after it ran, instead of deep state, he coined the term dark state, and that dark as in satanic. And that's really what it is. I mean, it's just every which way the normal heterosexual, decent human being in the first world. And we are, as you covered for so many years with your brilliant Breakfast Club, of your nine layer model of this fifth generational war that's being literally prosecuted against everyone. And the tragedy in my mind is that 90% of normies have no idea. They just think that, oh, this is just random stuff, man. It's crazy world, right? Well, no, it's so much more than that. And you need to wake up and protect your children, and you need to wake up and protect everything about what's decent in this world, because the Satanists want to tear it all down and rebuild something that I know I don't want any part of.
That's the thing, is that this synagogue of Satan, if you want to call it that, the, you know, dark state, I love the dark state, that's a great line to describe it, because it is, you know, in its origins, Sabbatean and Frankist. You know, these were, you know, those, you know, radical Jewish rabbis who declared themselves Messiah and said evil is stronger than good. And if you're doing evil for a noble purpose, it's perfectly fine, right? And so this was the foundation of the Sabbatean Frankist movement of world domination. And then Rothschild and got involved with Jacob Frank and Washup and formed the Illuminati, that gave birth to, you know, the Zionist movement, which then gave birth to the communist movement, which now has given birth to this globo homo new world order of, you know, people like Soros, et cetera. It's just, you know, you just track down all these generations of these megalomaniac Jews that have this Messiah thing that they are ordained by God to destroy white people and Christianity and, you know, 80% of the world population to bring in their new world order where they're going to be gods on the planet. And if you question any of that, you're an anti-Semite.
Exactly right, exactly right. Well, speaking of the dark state and the Messianic synagogue of Satan assault, there's nothing more bizarre to me than the in Oriental medicine, that's why I named my first show when I came back to the media after a long break, was The Perfect Triangle, because of my training in Oriental medicine. And the perfect triangle in Oriental medicine is that of body, mind, and spirit. When you're healthy in all three branches, that's a healthy human being. And when you look at these transsexuals, their body is mutilated and poisoned by, is it the glyphosate? Is it the estrogen mimics in all the food? Is it the GMOs? So their body's poisoned, and they have this. Their brain is literally warped. It's not functioning right. Their spirit is sick and toxic, and so many of them are pedophiles, and body, mind, and spirit. So you've got the three elements that make up a healthy human in natural medicine, and transsexuals fail in every capacity. And so, Sam, producer Sam, you could cue up clip number two, because this is amazing. They're all going, and we're going to play several of these clips now in a row, but this first one is really amazing, that these demented tranny individuals are going on to TikTok, going on to these various social media platforms, and essentially threatening anyone who doesn't go along with their deranged mental insanity with violence. And so this is a father who comments after we first hear the tranny. So go ahead, Sam.
So y'all don't get to say anything when this face walks into a woman's restroom in Kansas.
And it's butt ugly. It's not.
Well, Sparkle Farts, all things being equal, you are technically correct. If you follow my precious daughter into a women's room, a changing room, locker room, or anywhere else, the time for talk will have long since passed. And there isn't a law now, nor will there ever be, to shield you from the hellish nightmare you will have called down upon yourself. We are done with this game. The jackals and hyenas, even our own government, have done their best to draw out U.S. patriots. And I suppose congratulations are in order, as you have succeeded in that goal. But we will protect our women and defend our children from threats such as yourself. And we will not concern ourselves with trivial matters such as a shrinking census roll. So, if I may be so bold as to suggest, make good decisions. Otherwise, may God have mercy on you. For I will not.
Wow, Frederick. That's exactly how those subhumans need to be handled. But the best takeaway from is that the new name for tranny should be Sparkle Farts. That's very good.
I want a T-shirt and a coffee mug that has Sparkle Farts on it. that's the new phrase, you know. Changing the name of the Saturday show to Sparkle Farts. Yeah, you know, this cry bully syndrome of all these cultural Marxist victim groups, you know, they're just really showing how much they totally hate everything that's good and natural and healthy. You know, yeah. These are people, like you said, that are diseased, and now they have been emboldened by the state to say that you can go out there and be empowered and destroy everything this white Christian European people have built, and the law and the legal system will protect you against them. If they push back in any way, we will destroy them. And so you have that classic Marxist, Kabbalistic pill-pull trick of legal warfare that Trotsky was a mastermind of, when he said governments come and go, but the police remain. In other words, the police are only there to enforce the laws, not to make the law. So whatever laws you come up with, the police are going to enforce them. That's what they get paid for, right? They're not going to, you know, make judgment calls in the field. That's not their jobs. Their job is to go out and execute the law, right? And so that's what the Bolsheviks did that was so brilliant, is they just, you know, weaponized the police and the courts against the people. And anybody, of course, who, you know, stood up and said, this is not how we do things here, we are a civilized people, they were immediately labeled as counter-revolutionaries and either sent to the gulags or shot on the spot. And so here we have the same kind of thing with, you know, like we talk about so much, what's going on here in little New Boone, North Kakalaki, where they have just stacked the campus police and the Boone Police Department and the Blowing Rock Police Department with this whole globo homo woke, you know, police enforcement. You know, they're out, right, you know, with pride fags and everything else, and making it, you know, clear to the local white Christians that they better not say a word or they will throw the book at you. Now, our sheriff's department is still a little sane, thank goodness, here in Watauga County, but the police departments of both Blowing Rock and Boone, as well as the Appalachian State University campus police, you know, they just have, you know, every white Christian in this county has a target on their back right now from these people, because they are at war with us. They want us gone. They're here to tikkun olam, you know, the home that our ancestors built in these mountains, and they're here just to take it away from us and destroy it. And one of the big vanguards is this militant homosexual community up here that just thinks that they can go spit in your face, and if you say boo to it, you know, you're a homophobe, and they're going to destroy you. And that's basically where we are in, you know, this little corner of the Appalachian Mountains, believe it or not.
Well, that's what's so heartbreaking and tragic, is that the rural areas should be immune to the insanity of the Synagogue of Satan-controlled cities, right? But they go and they destroy. I mean, we're going to cover this in the next half hour, what's going on in Chicago, in Boston, in New York, and it's just beyond belief. I mean, it's shocking, it's outrageous, and yet multiple times a day, you've got this random violence on innocent women, innocent children now, who had just happened to be white or Asian, right? And then we're also going to cover this sick, demented, violent. The dude has a double life, or he did, as a Missouri firefighter, and his secret life as a tranny, posting this vile, violent threats towards anyone who questions it. And then the mama bear, who did a little citizen journalism research and took him down. And then for the entire second hour, we'll open up the phones, and so there'll be plenty of time for everybody to share their thoughts. And if there's a lull, then we'll continue on with the many other clips, Frederick. So what an honor it is to get to be 2 hours. It doesn't seem so frenzied and rushed now, so we have plenty of time to do everything we want.
Yes, this is a great format. Hope it works well, and we have lots of callers second hour. And
sure,
maybe we can have
absolutely
a guest or two. You know, you never know.
Oh yeah, we definitely should. I'm pretty sure the bottom of the hour break should be occurring any time now, but we'll pad. You know, that's what's so wacky, and you would know more because you've been on the front lines trying to fight for your rights in Boone, North Kakalaki, and Blackjack Mountain is. How do you evaluate the sheriff's department and the local law enforcement? Because some of them have to be just like you and are outraged. And then others are probably, I don't know, they actually believe that BS of the Satanists. So how do you vet the local law enforcement?
Yeah, that's the tricky part. Yeah, most it's with our guys, it's still, you know, good people trying to do good and garbage in, garbage out. They're being given policies and procedures that, you know, if you follow it out, eventually it's going to put them at odds with the white Christian population. And I think most of them are smart enough to catch on to that, you know, they're trying to keep their distance from just totally going over. If we're getting there, go in the break, we can pick up on the other side.
Perfect, perfect. Stay tuned for the new 2-hour Sane Asylum with Giuseppe and Blackbird 9 after these messages.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Knocks me on my knees. It didn't hurt, flirt. blood squirt stuff shirt like me on a tree. After I count down three rounds in hell, I'll be in good company.
Welcome back to the new two-hour Sane Asylum, simulcast worldwide on republicbroadcasting.org and speakfreeradio.com. What an honor it is to be on both proud platforms for true independent speech and thought. And it's even a greater honor to be working regularly with the legendary Frederick C. Blackburn, a.k.a. Blackbird 9. And we're going to let Frederick finish his thought. But please, if you can, support RBN. They've just launched a spring fundraising drive. And if you can donate $100, you can pick up one of the legendary founder John Stadtmiller's books. And this book is from the equally legendary Michael Collins Piper, who used to be a fiery host on RBN and worked for American Free Press and many other things. And he was really, really an intense guy, but did a lot of great work. And you can have, for the donation of $100 or more, one of John Stadtmiller's original Michael Collins Piper's book. And if that's a little too steep for you, well, then go to the store or maybe just send in, you know, 10, 20 bucks. Because, I mean, the world would be a much darker place without all the great hosts. I mean, if you go to republicbroadcasting.org and you look at that weekly and weekend lineup, it's amazing how many original thinkers and good patriots are on this network. So please support RBN. So Frederick, back to you. You were in the middle of making an excellent point.
Yeah, well, just continuing on that, you know, right now the sheriff's deputies are good guys trying to do the best job they can. They still believe in the community. They're parts of the community. But there's such a concerted effort to bring diversity, inclusivity, and equity, die, whitey, die, to the full spectrum up here, both, you know, law enforcement, education, health care, et cetera. And so what we're seeing is Appalachian State University under Chancellor Jezebel Everts has created an entire program dedicated to basically bringing in law enforcement of every type throughout the country or throughout the state, be it highway patrol, sheriff's deputies, police deputies, security, you know, this type of thing. And run him through this woke brainwashing conditioning class on, you know, basically this is the new world order, and, you know, you've got to watch these white supremacists, these neo-Nazis, you know, because they're the enemy now, and you've got to be protecting diversity and all of this degeneracy. And you've got to start treating these white Christians like Palestinians. And it's the same thing we saw after 9/11 when suddenly the ADL says, we're going to train American law enforcement into how to treat Americans like we treat Palestinians. And so it's the same kind of thing. But, yeah, this is how they're weaponizing education to, you know, corrupt both health care and law enforcement. You know, they're just, it's slime mold. This is, you know, that Marxist strategy of, we're just going to put our mind virus everywhere and just unite and slap down anybody who resists. And up here, it's amazing that you know, how little pushback there is against this agenda. Everybody else is like, what are you, some kind of Nazi? This, you know, these are philanthropists. They donated millions of dollars for this. You know, I keep hearing about all these Jew philanthropists that just said, you know what? I've got a few billion dollars here. I think I'm going to go to Boone, North Carolina, and fix the place because I'm such a good person. And it's like, people, you know, when do Jews do anything for white Southern Christians? Why would they be dumping billions of dollars onto our tiny community if it's not to completely take it over and take it away from us, you know? But what can you do, right? Don't want to be an anti-Semite. You sound like Hitler.
Well, you know, that's amazing. And you've had some really compelling shows recently with the brilliant Lark from Texas and his groundbreaking and pioneering work along with Nikki and Nordica Rapana about communitarianism. And the funny thing is about that, which is essentially Marxism 2.0, Bolshevik 2.0, the sophistication of the psyops and the weaponization of language is just stunning. And it just befuddles the average normie because they're like, well, white Southern Christian in Blackjack Mountain, love is love, right? And I'm a queer preacher, and I'm going to tell all about what Jesus would have done if Jesus was here. And it's all blasphemy, but it's just so bedazzling. It's so sophisticated. It's constantly got the average person who doesn't understand that this is weaponized language being used to put them constantly on the defensive instead of standing up for what is right, what is divine, what is godly, and pushing back. But no, it's this tolerance creep, this degeneracy creep, and it's just outrageous, Frederick.
Yeah, and that is it. I mean, they treat you like you're a kindergarten student, you know, that you're being naughty, you're thinking wrong thoughts. You know, you need to, tolerate your fellow man. You know, love is love, and we're all one race, the human race, you know, all this. And I got this tweet today from The Nose, and it says, once you tolerate homosexuality, you will tolerate transgenderism. Once you tolerate transgenderism, you will tolerate pedophilia. The slippery slope is real once you tolerate degeneracy. And I would add, once you tolerate evil, because these people are evil. They want to destroy all that is good. That is what Sabbatean and Frankist Judaism is all about, is, you know, we worship evil. We want to destroy all that is good and wholesome. That is their thing, right? And so this whole idea of, you know, you got to be tolerant, and these are the most intolerant people you could imagine. None of them are from here, you know. And after Charlottesville, some of the kids put up a Identity Europa banner, and I still think it was Jewish kids that did it and blamed it on Identity Europa, because they never came to me and said that was us who did it, right? So, right. You know, a white Identity Europa banner goes up, and that's a hate crime, and they are immediately banned from campus by Jezebel Everett. She brings in the ADL, the SBLC, the NAACP, and, of course, the Watauga Democrat, echo, 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 all talk about how horrible the white Christian demographic who actually built this town out of a wilderness, a hostile wilderness, you know, that they're just, you know, bad people, and there's no place for them here. And that was what launched the No Hate App State campaign of Jezebel Everett, right, with Rabbi Roberts, Chicken Swinger Roberts of the local synagogue. They, you know, after Charlottesville, they launched No Hate App State, love thy neighbor, love God, you know, and hate has no place here. And they are the most hateful people. They just spit on the locals. They have so much contempt for Jesus and Christian churches and Southern white people. And it's just like, why the heck did you move here? Because we're taking this place over. This is ours now. And there's nothing you can do about it. You know, that's the mindset. But they just are so full of themselves. And the Rockefeller crowd that has us pinned in through the battle, we lost the battle for Blackjack Mountain. And, you know, their whole thing is this NGO called the Blue Ridge Conservancy. And basically, they're forcing all of these, you know, people that have, their families have held these mountain valleys since colonial times, coming in and using every dirty trick in the book, just like the Jews do, you know, when they come into a neighborhood. And it's just like, sell your land, or bad things are going to happen, right? And, you know, just bucket, you know, bags of money. And so it's just splitting these families apart, because half the family wants to keep the farm, family farm that's been here since colonial times. The other family, oh, look how much money we'll have. You know, we can go be nigger rich for a year, right? And, you know, and it's just a mess, the gentrification that's going up here by people that completely hate you. But they have the moral high ground that, oh, we're with an NGO. We're doing good things, and our NGO has a really cool name, like Blue Ridge Conservancy, and it's all, you know, UN Agenda 21 crap. When you go through and look at it, and then compare it to, you know, the whole Agenda 21, 2030, etc. It's the same thing. It's globo homo, where we're going to fix the land by moving the white people off of it and having it so it can never, ever be utilized again. You can't farm it. You can't put a business on it. You can't build a house on it. You can't build a barn on it. You know, it's being conserved, right?
Yes,
and I'm
sir.
Again.
I'm again it too, absolutely. And Sam, if you could cue up clip number 15 and talk about a degenerate, utterly evil sparkle farts. This guy is from Missouri, and this just exploded on the various people I follow on Twitter and whatever. This guy, just listen to this. This is unbelievable.
I know I usually start these with something funny, but I really can't with this. This is nuts.
So you go ahead. You protect your kids from me using the bathroom. If you back a wild animal into a corner, they're going to become a dangerous animal. So if you want to die on that hill of yours of righteousness and moral majority, then you go right ahead. I dare you to try and stop me from going into a women's bathroom. It will be the last mistake you ever make. I dare you to try and stop a transgender woman in my presence from using the bathroom. It will be the last mistake you ever make. This is a call to action and a call to arms. You need to arm up, plain and simple. Go out, buy a gun, learn how to use it efficiently, through and through, because the time to act is now. As I'm going to do myself, because there are lots of people like me who are not afraid to die. I love my girlfriends to death, but I would rather die for them to secure their safety, freedom, and future than to live and not have anything done.
So, Frederick, this guy is a firefighter. He's a pretty big guy. I mean, if you see the video, he's thick. You know, he's got to be 240, probably 6'1", 6'2", based on the size of his head. He's got longer hair, but he was living a dual life. He was a firefighter in Kansas City or somewhere in Missouri, but he had a secret Twitter account called Trans Mama Bear and hashtag diaper humping. Hashtag wet diaper humping, hashtag sadism, hashtag masochism, and I'm reading from his Twitter thing, hashtag forced sex, which is rape, hashtag consensual, non-consensual, hashtag golden enema, I don't need, oh my God, I think that's urine, enema, ugh, hashtag rough sex, hashtag sex with food. So this dude, you know, is an ugly woman, unpassable. He's a man. And so your thoughts, and then I'm going to play the clip where a mama bear researched who he was and exposed him to local authorities. But your thoughts first on that clip.
Right. I mean, these people, and I use the term people loosely, they just are so empowered. And one of the things about all of these hormone replacement type drugs is both estrogen increases and testosterone increases all make you massively aggressive. So
yes.
you've got these hyper aggressive people that are, you know, saying we're going to weaponize, we're going to militarize, and you have the results like what happened, you know, last week in, you know, our sister state, where, you know, you had a tranny go in and shoot up a Christian school, right? We have not yet gotten the manifesto from that, right?
Isn't that interesting that they're suppressing that? Yeah.
But if it had been a white guy shooting up a synagogue, and of course they'd have a manifesto, you know, that would be out immediately, right? You know, but we still don't have the tranny manifesto. But, you know, all of these communist gun clubs, like the John Brown Gun Club and what is the one down in Chapel Hill, Redneck Rebellion or something like that, And they were all the Marxists that went up and were orchestrating Charlottesville. And, you know, the guy Dwight Dixon or Dwayne Dixon still has his professorship at UNC. And he's out there with these radical homosexual gun groups. You know, they're training BLM and Antifa types and these and the LGBTQ community about, you know, guerrilla tactics and using guns and, of course, white traditional heritage America are their targets. And they, you know, they're at war with us, and you're trying to tell people, like, they've declared war on you. You might want to, you know, take that in consideration. And they're like, oh, no, they just want to be loved for and accepted for who they are. And it's like, who they are is somebody who wants you dead. You know, they want everything you represent gone. They are evil. They worship evil. They want this, you know, Zabbatean Jewish utopia hell where, you know, do what thou wilt is the whole of the law, where they can do any debauchery and not have anybody judge them. That's the whole thing. Don't judge me. How dare you judge me? I can be as debauchery and as evil as I want to be, and you don't have the right to judge me. And that's the mindset of these people. And like I said, most of them are severely drug-addled, either, you know, medicinal, you know, doctor-prescribed drugs or recreational drugs, because it's such a recreational drug culture. And these people, you know, usually don't last past 27. Because of that lifestyle.
Just like rock and roll, right? 27. Yeah. So, Producer Sam, if you could cue up clip number 16 where a real Mama Bear, not this demented Sparkle Farts rapist who calls himself a Mama Bear, but a real Mama Bear citizen journalist was so offended by this psychopath that she did a little digging, and guess what she found? So listen to this. This is really good.
Seems like I pissed off a lot of fucking clowns here on TikTok.
Speaking of clowns, Thomas, can I call you Thomas or do you prefer Tommy? Well, Tommy, it wasn't hard to figure out who you were. You see, when you first started making all these crazy videos about threatening women and children and threatening anybody who would tell you that you can't use their restroom, we were just sending videos and your TikTok information to the local police without knowing who you were. Now we do know who you are, so we can send your information along with all those lovely videos and all your social media platforms. Also, since you just bought your house back in September, we were able to provide that information as well. Like I've said before, crazy what you can find out. Crazy. And I know a lot of you guys were concerned over Tommy's videos, because I know I was, especially as a parent. So I took the liberty to grab his local police department's information. We have the phone number, we have their email address. Feel free to let them know how you feel about Tommy, including his videos, his TikTok, his Twitter, all his social media platforms. And we also have the chief of police's phone number, email address, along with the deputy police chief's phone number and email address. I personally have already passed along this new information that we found out. Turns out the police weren't really that impressed with your videos, Tommy. I don't know why. Oh, yes, and they seemed quite concerned over some of the fetishes that you had on TikTok. You know, the highly inappropriate ones? Yeah, they didn't seem to like that. But anyways, this was fun.
Well, there you go, Frederick. That's what everybody needs to do. You have to stand up to this, and you have to do it citizen journalism. It's so easy to track down everything about a person now, and especially when this is a malicious, dangerous, unhinged Sparkle Farts.
Right, and this goes back to what I always say about, you know, utilizing your soft power. You know, so many people, you know, think, oh, we just have to go to hard power solutions immediately. And it's like, no, in fourth generation, fifth generation warfare, a lot of traditional response hard power is going to work against you and your team. You know, but you're not even beginning to utilize your soft power that these Marxists have a jump on you. You know, they know how to use soft power, and they've been using it against us. We have to, you know, learn to use our soft power. And in an information war, you know, the idea of doxing at every level, I mean, that is game over. And so this idea of people threatening under the umbrella of anonymity, thinking, you know, nobody knows who I am, but it's like nobody is in completely invisible. And so citizens and journalists is like, you know, I can spend, you know, 10 minutes and, you know, track somebody down pretty good just using, you know, no hacking tools at all, just, you know, going right out and checking social media, et cetera. I can do a dossier on you in 10 minutes. You know, that's just the way social media is. And so these people that have, you know, put all who they really are out there, it's like, fine, you know, let this, you know, spread the word on who this person is that's claiming the moral, ethical, and intellectual high ground. And that's what I'm trying to do here, is exposing all of this, you know, invasion force here of who these people are. And they're not the kind of people you want as community leaders. I mean, the Schaefer Dykes, for example, that, you know, came in and set up the synagogue, set up the Hula Hoop Center, you know, set up the Schaefer Auditorium at the university, is nothing but a money laundering operation for anti-white, non-white acts, right? You know, there is nothing white about anything performed at Appalachian State University anymore. But, you know, these people, their father made billions with the Claire store in shopping malls, training little teenage girls and, you know, tweens how to act and dress like a whore. You know, that's basically what Claire's was. It's, you know, you're go 1-2 shop for teenage whore attire, right? And, you know, they made billions, and now they're spending daddy's money, you know, setting up all of these things here. And when they're not doing that, they're traveling the world with Gloria Steinem, their best buddy pal, you know, to tear down all those evil white supremacy systems around the world, you know. And you're like, okay, is this the kind of person you want to accept philanthropy from? You know, do you really want this person having that much influence on the lives of the day-to-day people in this county, especially the children, because they are pushing this, you know, tranny agenda. They're the, behind so much of this LGBT power here and the weaponization of the homosexual community here against the white Christian community. But yet, you know, all the bot media, like the Watauga Democrat, oh, the Schaefer Dykes are the best thing that ever happened to us up here. They're so good. They do philanthropy around the world with all their money. You know, it's just
unreal.
You know, this is, you know, soft power. You know, we don't have billions, but we have the means, thanks to the internet, of lots of soft power, and we have the numbers. That's the other thing we have going for us, is all these, so, you know, citizen journalists comparing notes and tactics, yes, and, you know, what works, what doesn't work. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I had Handsome Truth on the show, and we were talking about, you know, their street theater and, you know, how is it shocking the Overton window? Is it going the wrong way? Is it going the right way? You know, and it was a very interesting, you know, topic just on soft power tactics and techniques. You know, guerrilla street theater is basically what they're doing. And,
yep.
Yeah, these are the kinds of things that, you know, you're going to wake people up, and there's nothing you know, they can immediately arrest you or shoot you for. You know, that's the thing. You show up with an AK-47 issuing threats, chances are you're going to have a SWAT team, and then you're going to be the bad guy, right? So.
Yep. What's amazing, here comes the break. What's amazing is John Menadeo and everyone, they just use facts, and that's what's amazing. Okay, that's a great hour one. Stay tuned for hour two, and then the king of Sunday night, the one and only Robert Ravolt with Incendiary Radio. We'll be back after these messages, and we'll open up the phone lines.
The short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.